the Ramchal addresses fundamental flaw in, that's common in the approach to Avodas Hashem. How do you view mitzvahs? Mitzvahs is something, the Rebbe Nachman said you have to do it, so you have to do it. Okay. So as long as I was yotze, I got by, so that's all, so I did it. Or is the purpose of the mitzvah to elevate us and to bring us closer to the Rebbe Nachman? And we'll see the Ramchal, and then we'll give a moshel at the end of what the possibilities are. So v'hine achashi yadanu zeh, once we've concluded that Olam hazeh is a transient place, and the Rebbe Nachman gave us such an enormous neshama, greater than the malochim, means that our ultimate purpose is not to accomplish something in this world for the sake of this world. It could be the Rebbe Nachman sent people to accomplish something in this world for the sake of this world. Sends malachim here sometimes to accomplish things in this world for this world. But if that were the purpose, he says, why would we need such an unusual neshama, such a lofty neshama? If we've established that the real goal, and the sole goal, is Olam Haba, then we'll understand the gravity of the mitzvahs and how precious it is. The mitzvahs are not just something sort of to keep us in line while we're going about our tasks in this world. That's one approach to mitzvahs. And that's the reality of Sheva mitzvahs. Sheva mitzvahs is there should be a basic civilization, a basic hakara of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, basic humanity and civility should prevail in the world. That's design mitzvahs. But that's not a person that's spending his whole life to elevate himself and draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good. The person that lives the civil life in this world, a ben noyach, will get schar for that. But as the Chassam Sofer writes in one of his forum, but he can't expect the scar of the person that did the Taryag mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. And he says, "Kine eila heimam tzoyim amaviim osana wala shleimus amiti." It's through these mitzvahs that we come to true shleimus. Asher b'l'odim, without these mitzvahs lo yusa klal. A person can spend his whole life running around in this world, but lulei the mitzvahs, it's not shayach to become to shleimus. There's nothing else that he could do to come to shleimus. Now, if a person understands this, then we'll understand the very simple thing. You know, many people have the attitude, yeah, I was yaitzeh, there's some shita, I was yaitzeh, it's enough. When you went to a restaurant last week, and you ordered a meal for $100, it was also enough. That was, you know, the guy that served you, oh, you listen, in some steakhouses in the world, this is also considered a steak. You know, that satisfied you. No, in Olam Hazeh, it didn't cut the mustard. You know, they sent me the car, and it didn't have the leather seats that I ordered. I'm sending it back. So they said, it's a car without the leather seats too? Well, no, not for me. So if a person understands in the transient events of this world that he wants them to be at the highest standard, so what should a person ask of himself of the mitzvahs then? The mitzvahs is not just something to be yitzah, I have to, you know, not break the law. That's the way some people look at it. Oh, if I don't break the law, I'm fine. But that doesn't bring you necessarily close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You lived your whole life not breaking the law. Did you ever enthusiastically embrace the law? Embrace the avodah? You know, that's the question. Ulam yaduak in atachlus magiyo mekoch kibbutz kolom tzoyim asher nimtzu. To achieve that shleimus and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only because when he gathers all the means together that exist and that served that purpose to bring them there. And he writes, and according to the level of those mitzvahs, the shleimus of those mitzvahs, the shimushim can yatachlus and erled mehem. So it depends what a mitzvah looks like. Was the mitzvah l'shem shamayim? Or was the mitzvah, I wanted to look good? You know, just listen, I did a mitzvah, but my real purpose of doing the mitzvah is what? You know, I wanted to look good. I mean, I wanted to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but I wanted to look good. That's what's more in my mind than serving the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You know, one guy told me, he's an esrog business, a guy told him, he needs an esrog that whatever sticks out above his hand looks beautiful. Whatever's under his hand doesn't make a difference because no one else of shul will know about it, you know. So, you know, so the but it's in mind, it's his covet is in mind, you know. The guy, the rest of the guys in shul says, oops, he has a choshev esrog. And the vis-a-vis the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, gave him the shtolem leaven, if it's what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam thinks. So that means a person hasn't embraced the mitzvahs will be fully barotzen. Mitzvahs he has, other agendas. Good. He deserves schar. He did the mitzvah. But how much schar does he deserve? When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wasn't foremost in his mind? And any deviation, any difference will make a huge difference. It will be obvious. When a person comes, he wants to be zeichet to the shleimus that he gets from the mitzvahs in this world. But the mitzvahs of a pachket, you know, this one he didn't do, this one he did for COVID. And this one he did because he wanted to get back at somebody else. You know, people have all types of things that they do. Kamoisha Kasafti. You know, a guy had a rivalry with someone else. So I had a friend who owned a monkey. So what did he do? So he told my friend was a teenager, older than that, he wouldn't have done such a thing. But he wanted to name the monkey over after his rival. And he said, if he names the monkey after his rival, he'll give up his $50 or $100 to his yeshiva. So my friend at 14 years old, whatever, I said, okay, so he named the monkey after the Rarike, you know. So good. The guy that now sent $100, how much was he meant Achzokas Atayr and how much? This was just something that he had a totally different agenda with this $100. So he's going to come to Shemayim and then you say it was a Machzik Atayr. You know, Reb Chaim Volozhin said, you know, the famous Maisa with Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin, there was a Meshulach that went collecting for the Yeshiva in Volozhin. So one year he came back and was very disappointed that he went to a certain farmer, Jewish farmer, and always used to give him a nice donation for the Yeshiva. And this year we didn't give him, he gave him pennies. So Reb Chaim Volozhin went to see what was the problem. So he told the Rebbe, listen, the Meshulach used to come on foot. So I knew whatever, everything that I gave went to the yeshiva. This year he came, he had a coach and he had a horse. He says, I'm not interested in feeding the horse. I could feed my own horse. You know, I want to be Machzik Torah. So Reb Chaim Volozhin told him that a yeshiva feeds the horse, and a yeshiva feeds the Talmid HaChomim, and pays the Rosh Yeshivas. He says, what your money goes for is dependent on what L'Shem Shemayim that you have. If you're with L'Shem Shemayim that you meant it for Torah, so it'll go for that Tachlis. If you meant it for other purposes, so it'll go to feed the horse. So that's not your problem. If you meant L'Shem Shemayim, you'll achieve that end. You know. So that's a lot of what we have to understand, is we do a mitzvah. What was the motivation? The motivation is to draw closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not. We have Thursday night to finish. Okay, but leave a little cold at this point. I'm going to be away the next 2 weeks after this week. I'm going to be having a family simcha in Eretz Yisrael, Be'ezus Hashem. I believe that 2 weeks from tonight I'll be back. That's what I mean, 2 weeks from... Well, next Tuesday night I'll be back, I believe. I have to check up on the calendar. But as is Hashem is born. Yeah.